If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the instant match reaction after Liverpool beat Leeds United by 3-0. I'm joined by Ross Chanley to have a little look at this one, give you our immediate opinions after the game. Obviously the big talking point, Ross, is Harvey Elliott, and we will mention that. We will talk about that. But I just wanted to know, really, more than anything, what was your sort of overriding feeling about the performance itself?
I've only just in the past 5 minutes had a chance to kind of process and think about the actual game of football, to be honest with you. When I think you doing your play ratings, I did the reactions to the fan reactions. Good. Well, happy. It should be. You know, we dominated the display. There was, you know, what, 4 or 5, I think, really good performances in there in Liverpool. Should be happy with our defence. We kept a clean sheet. You know, we scored 3 goals. You know, it's always a good place to be when you're watching a game of football and you're going, oh, this should be 4 or 5 nil. Like, you're 3-0 up. You know, you should be pretty happy with that coming into the season, hopefully. So all that is great. You know, okay, Manny missed a load of chances. Great, he got one in the end because we dominated the game against a very good side, which were at home with an intense home crowd, shall we say. So I would have beaten your hand off a 3-0 at the start of before the game kicked off, and I should be sat here being made up with it, but I am and I'm not.
Well, that's it, isn't it? Ashley Frith, super chat was £5. Thank you so much, Ashley. She says, no, everyone will say we should have scored more, and that's right. But performance-wise, that's the best we've been in ages. Harvey, you'll never walk alone as well. And Ashley's spot on there, isn't he? I think, you know, for me, I agree with that. I think performance-wise, that was good. Yeah. Like, the movement of everybody, the understanding of everybody's roles and how we were going to attack Leeds and how we did best Leeds. Everybody seemed to understand what the plan was today, and that's a good position to be in this early on in the season.
Yeah, I think Chelsea might have been something similar. Hasn't there been a red card in the first half, and Chelsea kind of sat back from that? And recency bias, whether it's subliminal or not, that's what I kind of got to in the stage of that game, going, oh, it's 1-0, are we going to ruin this? And we didn't. We just carried on. Second half, carried on. Delayed to Harvey Elliott's injury. Okay, Leeds tried to throw a couple of punches at us, but we carried on again. So I think that's a testament to Liverpool and their mentality. Mo Salah, I thought, was absolutely brilliant. Junior Firpo just didn't get near him. Well, he did get near him because he basically tried to hump him for most of the game, because that's all he could do. But again, it's him having the space available to him, and you're talking about the movement of players around him to create space for Mo Salah, where he's laying it off for Sadio Mane, or he's passing it to Jota, or he's taking a shot on himself, or he's going near the byline, or whatever else. There's so much variation in our play, and I said it during the game of, you know, the Red Arrows. You know, I've not said that for months and months about this Liverpool side, and again, it's about our movement, but almost like free-flowing attack, and it's not heavy metal football because we haven't done that for years, I know that, but it's just the fact of every time we had an attack, I thought, fucking hell, we're going to score here. I haven't felt that with Liverpool for months.
Do you think there's something to do with how Leeds played that enabled us to be those Red Arrows? Because lots of teams don't come at us anymore, do they?
Yeah. Probably, because I've just compared it to that Chelsea game where they stuck 10 men behind the ball, and we couldn't do that. And we, you know, we're going, oh my God, we're getting chances. But the chances that we had today were clear cut compared to Chelsea, when it was kind of like, oh, we had to really work hard to work an opening, get a shot on target, or whether, you know, it was blocked. Again, today we had loads of shots that were blocked, that gone wide or whatever else. But I think it's just the fact that, I think you're right, you know, the game was stretched from the go, wasn't it? Because they wanted to go for it. But people know Leeds, and I mentioned second season syndrome. I was talking to my dad today, actually, and he was talking about Norwich and Timo Pukki and like the issues that he caused. Well, what, halfway, two-thirds into the season, people started to have his number. They soon started to have Norwich's number, and they ended up getting relegated. You know, it was the season after. People weren't sure what to expect from Leeds last season, and going, okay, they're 2-0 down now, they'll just stop, and they don't. 80, 90 minutes, so these must be knackered. No, they're going to carry on. I'm not saying Leeds have been worked out, but I think you can judge them a lot better going into games and how you set up and how you prepare and set your team up going up against the Leeds side. And they left us those spaces, which are, you know, it's food and drink for our midfield and our forwards.
I think that's absolutely spot on. I think having played Leeds a few times now, you know, you just when you come up against a manager with a style that's so different to everybody else in Marco Bielsa, of course you're going to struggle sometimes, aren't you? Because though they play man to man, it's not zone over the course of the football field, which every other team pretty much in world football for the most part play zone. So you just have to attack them in a different way. Liverpool, I felt, had their number today, regardless of how many players I think, you know, Leeds had. I think we were going to go on and win that game 3-0 probably anyway. I think, you know, the way we were playing, and I do think they played into our hands, but that's in their DNA and they don't change, and that's fine. They're going to win a lot more games probably than they lose between now and the end of the season, and I'm sure Leeds fans will hope that that's the case, because otherwise they're going down. Yeah. The way that they've started and stuff. We've had a super chat here. I've got no idea what it is, but it's 249 somethings. Thank you so much, Bruce, for this one. Aside from his finish, and Mane played well, Salah wants a game boss. Hopefully Ox, Cater and Jones will be ready to fill in the depth. We've also had one from James Lim, who's been a member for 8 months. Thank you so much, James. You never walk alone, Harvey. Get well soon. We need a good domestic cup run this season. Been a while. Brill today from Thiago. Fabs, you'll never walk alone, little LFC with a nice little heart. Let's attack the Bruce one first then, mate. Aside from his finishing, Mane played well. Someone, obviously, we're going to talk about, you mentioned it already, Mane. I struggled on the player ratings with what to give him, because I think his all-round play was really good. I think his finishing was really shit at times, but he comes away with a goal.
Yeah.
Are we too hard on our own players sometimes?
I think no. I think just it depends, doesn't it? It depends what who you're talking to and how. I said this the other day about the FSG and out thing. It's about how people approach the conversation. So I think you said it in comms. It's fine to be critical of a player, but if you're just gonna start standing and go, oh, he's done, he's finished, he's shite or whatever else, I can't have that conversation. But I can have a conversation about, okay, he missed loads of chances, that frustrated the life out of me. There will be times where I will be angry at him, because if we're 0-0, he's missed those chances, I'm a lot more angry than I am now. You know, 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, and the game's dead and buried, then that's fine. Kind of knock yourself out. But I've always got confidence. And I feel like we had this conversation with Liverpool maybe 3-4 seasons ago of going, we were creating loads and creating chances, chance after chance, getting in the right position, and it just wasn't coming off. We weren't clinical enough. That will come. Being in the right position, like, I know he's a forward, and it's easier said than done, but the positions that he's picking up, the fact that he's drifting away from defenders and he's got Jota dragging people away with him, and you know, he's got that dynamism with Salah and whoever else is in there. I don't think he is done, but I can be critical of him going, listen, you should have 4 goals today, because he should have done.
He'll be disappointed himself, won't he?
Yeah, and, you know, he's got 2 so far this season. Great, that's fine, but, you know, whether he scored 5 or 6 today doesn't really make a difference to the result. We still won the game. I'm asked about the points.
Yeah.
But to the player, I'm also asked about his confidence and what that means for the next game. So does he go play AC Milan and go, Jesus Christ, thank God. Because if he finished that game and missed all those chances, his confidence would be even more on the floor. Mm. And the pressure on him would have been more intense, going, well, you've missed all those chances. Great, we've won the game. But I'll back him to score against AC Milan. Now he's kind of got that. I think once he starts getting 1, 2, 3... I think we'll start to see Sadio Vold, because I don't think it's done.
Yeah, I've just got up on my screen now, Liverpool top scorers so far for the season and stuff. And, you know, 4 games in, Salah's got 3, Jota's got 2, Mane's got 2, and Roberto Firmino's got 1. So we're 4 games in, and the front 4 have got 8 goals between them. So they're averaging 2 a game. Between them, and you know, that's brilliant. That's a good position to be in. And, you know, no one's moaning about Diogo Jota. He's got the same amount of goals as Sadio Mane. Yeah. Now the annoyance comes from the fact that he's missing chances.
Yeah, and a lot of it is the hangover from last season as well, and his form from last season. And I think when you are okay, so the Chelsea game, I think he had a couple of chances in the Chelsea game. He's one of the players you look to when you're desperate for a goal, is to come up with something magical and a drop of the shoulder, which, again, I defended him at the time because it's difficult for him to play like he did today. Because, as you said before, Chelsea would 10 men behind the ball. Mm. They don't give Mane and Salah need the space to run into, to drop the shoulder or give a 1-2 and or nutmeg someone and get in behind. He can't do that against things like that, so we have to come up with a different way. Not just him, but other players. So there's a frustration from the hangover from last season, his form and missing sitters. They're games that misses that cost us games and points, and everyone's kind of like, oh, we're not going to make top 4. We did, as you said, his and Firmino's form helped us get there. So, yeah, give it a few weeks. It's the same with anything in football. Like, you know, people obviously aren't happy with the transfer window, and I understand that. Once Liverpool start winning games of football, it will soon be forgotten about, or it'll die down a little bit. It'll only ever be forgotten about. Same with Sadio Mane. People are frustrated with him, and rightly so. Be critical of him, that's fine, but don't start saying he's shit and he's not done.
Well, I asked the question, are we too critical? And Graz in the comments has answered that and says, Chris and Ross, yeah, we are way harsh on our players, and instead we should support, not criticise, but when they miss a chance. And you know, I get it. I want to criticise when people miss chances, of course. It's what we do as football fans. We're all emotional. But you've got to take that sort of step back after the game. And I don't, at that point, this is now not emotional for me. I'm analysing it. I'm trying to work this through in front of you guys and see where we're at, which is why I brought up the goal so far. He's literally only got one goal less than Mo Salah, who's had a tremendous start to the season by anyone's reckoning, you know. And yeah, it's just like, sometimes you can just take that step back and go, well, he's still getting the business done right now. Yeah, we may fall foul of it in the future, but we haven't.
No.
That's the crucial thing. We didn't, and we haven't yet.
Other people, rightly or wrongly, will make the comparisons to other teams and other players because, you know, we're football fans and that's what we do. Manny's a winger, not a centre-forward, so maybe people tend to forget that as well. But other forwards or strikers don't need 8-9 clear-cut chances before they score a goal. That's where the frustration comes from.
Yeah, of course.
Because he does.
And just the flip side of this argument, Movie Manhunt has said, and I think he's right, actually, don't think it's harsh to point out when a player who we know is amazing isn't hitting his level. And I get that. Like, he could be our top goal scorer so far this season. He could have been our top scorer if he just put all of his chances away today. And that's infuriating at times, isn't it? But we walked out of there. We all knew it was going to be a tough game at Elland Road today in front of their fans. And we walked out of there with a 3-0 victory. Unfortunately, we've walked out of there with a big injury to an important player as well, you know, in Harvey Elliott. And let's talk about the youngster now, but let's talk about, before we get into it, how he deserves that shirt, Ross.
Yeah, not a surprise that he started. I think, again, Chelsea might have been the surprise, but it's the unknown quantity of what he is. He had a great season at Blackburn Rovers last season, but there's all question marks of, you know, where's his game time, where does he play? He's not going to be a straight spot for Gini Wijnaldum because he's an integral part of what Liverpool have achieved over 4 or 5 years. He might play a couple of cup games here and there, a couple of substitute appearances in the Premier League. And he hasn't. He's turned up and Klopp's gone, yeah, you're starting. Well, sorry, Thiago's on the bench, you know, the other week. Oh, Naby Keita and Jordan Henderson are going on the bench tonight. You're 18 years old and you're going to start. And you're going to start for a fucking laugh. You're going to start because you're a good player. You're good at what you do. You know, you've got that link-up play we saw in pre-season with him, Trent and Salah down that right-hand side. Most of our attacks, certainly in the first half, came for that right-hand side. He offers support. He offers something different. People are after a creative attacking midfielder. And, it's him. Well, it's Ox and Keita before, but it's him, and he stood up for it. You know, where it's at home against Chelsea. Yeah, he'll have parts where, you know, I think in the Chelsea game, he had, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes where he wasn't great. He was having five-minute spell there just before he got injured where, you know, he was a bit sloppy and looked like the game was running away from him. But we can assume that Jordan Henderson was about to come on for him. Mm. It's going to happen. He's 18 years old. He's not the finished article. But from what we have seen him before, as you said, he deserves a shirt. He backs himself and Klopp backs him. Great, but it's just a real shame that the fact that he's come so far in the first team in a short space of time. Matched and raised our expectancy of who he is and what he is, that everyone backed him. And no one battered an eyelid when he started this game away to Leeds. You said, tough game, tough team. They run you into the ground. They don't stop. What does that say for an 18-year-old?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's absolutely right, mate. And it's absolutely gutting, isn't it, for Harvey that he's not going to be with us for probably a little while now. Obviously, Jürgen, I've got a tweet here from Neil Jones, actually. It's just Klopp said to Sky on Harvey Elliott's injury. It's a bad injury, ankle. I heard it was dislocated. We could put it back. He's now in hospital, which means they managed to locate his ankle, I suppose, if it was dislocated. He's in the hospital. We'll find out more. And we'll keep you abreast of any situation as it rises and any news as we find it out. And stuff, but you know, it's gutting, and you could see Klopp was visibly shaken, wasn't it? We delayed this video 5 minutes so we could watch Klopp's interview, and you could see Klopp was, it felt like he was close to tears at times.
Well, I wasn't watching it because I was sat here, I couldn't see your screen, but I could hear him, and I stopped him once. Was he gone?
Yeah, and he looked like it, because he loves his lads. They're his kids almost at times, aren't they, Jürgen? And you can see he's just infuriated and just so gutted. And I watched it back. I know you haven't watched the tackle back. You didn't want to see it. And I was the same. I didn't want to see it, but thought, I better watch it. And it looked a bad one. Like, it didn't look malicious to me, the tackle itself. But, you know, the ankle gets caught underneath, I think it is. And you can see it sort of flopping around at an angle. It shouldn't be flopping around that. No. Ankle shouldn't be flopping around, full stop. There are other things that can flop around on your body. The ankle is not one of them, and if you're doing well in life, then your other floppy thing isn't all the time, which is great.
Belly,
let's go with belly, why not? Quick, thank you for getting me out of that one. Blake Loomis has just become a first teamer, thank you so much, got that green badge. You can use the emojis as well, really appreciate that one. Mitchell Costello sent us $4.99 in US dollars. Mane seems like he needs help, he's in his own head, desperate to get his old form. I'm not convinced he's past his best. Trent Moen, Fabinho, class, completely agree with everything there.
He just seems to overthink things, doesn't he?
There was
definitely a moment in the second half where it was like, shoot, and he did another step over, so I had to cut back in by the time another body got back, and he just seems to kind of overwork it. I know last season he went to, you know, several specialists to go and make sure that he was all right, you know what I mean? And you can't help but, you know, you've been frustrated for him at that game, but feel sorry for him because he's trying to put, you know, his wrongs right, I suppose, isn't he? But the only way he's going to do that is to go, is remember, you know, the former he was in or the player that he was, and maybe just be a bit more aggressive in the sense of how he attacks the ball when he's striking it, or, you know what I mean? Or
when he's at his best, he is playing on the edge. Like, he doesn't know what he's going to do, I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's sort of just flying by the seat of his pants, and he's electric, he's enigmatic, and defenders don't know what he's going to do. When he's not playing at his best, it's laboured.
Yeah,
he's turning to try and create a better opportunity all the time instead of taking the opportunity that's been given to him. And I think that's probably what he's doing now. Graz just sent us a nice little comment here for you. Ross is bloody brilliant and analysis excellent. He's come off the bench and plays a blind. He's not a bench player. He's a first teamer as our Ross, and he's been brilliant. So thank you very much for that one. Graz, you've just made Ross's night. A wee smile there from him. Thank you so much. Sadio smiled his way through. That means he will soon be back to his best, says Yoza. 1, 2, 3. Trig Josh is welcoming Blake Loomis to the membership club. Thank you very much for that, Josh. Very nice of you. Salah is in the 100 club. He's the fifth fastest player to get to 100 games. It's taken him 162 games. Klopp was effusive in his praise of Mo after the game. The lad,
is he beaten there?
I don't know, but he's just behind Thierry Henry. Like, they don't show you behind, I don't think. But like, Thierry Henry did it in about 160 or 159, something like that. I can't remember exactly. But yeah, he's just unstoppable, and he was today.
He probably could have had more. Yeah, you know, Gino Firpo might have to go to the hospital themselves to go and check on his ankles after this game, because he was just fucking all over the show. Like we said before, he couldn't get near him, but it's just that. What Mo Salah thrives on, and he'd probably be looking his lips out of this game thinking, you know, the way that Leeds play, he's going to have space. But again, it's not just a variation in the movement of those front players that we have, but the, you know, even Salah himself, you know, get to the byline and cut inside, or, you know, he's not just this label of being selfish. I don't think he's that, because he's looking for other teammates and chances. He's not got like the golden boot on his mind. There's, you know, a massive question mark of what's going over his contract, but you'd never have thought that during the game.
Looks like he's enjoying himself, doesn't he?
And that record is just phenomenal. And not only that, I know Thierry Henry started out on the wing, but he was more or less a striker towards the, you know, the best part of his of his Arsenal career. But Mo Salah's, you know, I know he's an inverted winger, but he's not a fucking striker, is he? So to that, get that goal record and to carry on as he has done, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed watching him today.
Yeah, he was absolutely superb. Another lad I wanted to talk about, I think my man of the match to probably Fabinho. It probably wasn't a popular choice, but one that the team to come up in the comments of the player ratings a lot, and deservedly so, was Thiago Alcantara today. Mm. I mean, he just sort of controlled the game, didn't he? He was absolutely sensational. He did everything he needed to do. His passing was crisp. He was creating space for others. He was getting involved. He got an assist on the day for Sadio Mane, of course. Great touch from a Jordan Henderson cross. Like, as much as it's a loss for Harvey Elliott right now, I'm still not 100% sure he's in our first 11. Harvey Elliott, when everybody's fit and firing, I think he's a really, really integral squad player, and with opportunities, he will become a first teamer for Liverpool. But right now, I do still feel that Henderson and Thiago are above him in the pecking order, and it's just been that they've been sort of eased back in. Yeah. Thiago today proved that he's world class.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I think he, without realising it, he helps your composure when you're watching the game. Because even though you said that, you know, some of the things that he did during the game, it's those tight spaces for me. Or when he's got he's facing our own goal and he's got 2-3 players around him, you're kind of thinking, normally with a play you go, oh God, like, you know, get rid of it, pass it to someone quickly, and just like, oh, I'll just drop a shoulder, I'll just go this way, because it can do.
All the time, and people never get onto it.
Or just flick balls around the corner for players, or, you know, you won't see a pass that you can see, you know, even on the TV, and he's pinged it 60, 70 yards to someone as well. So I think what he brings to this side is, you know, is obviously experience, but again, that composure. And I think him, Elliot, and Fabinho, and obviously him, Fabinho, and Henderson complement each other really well. Because of what different facets to the game and what we bring to the table. Okay, maybe his pressing isn't good as Jordan Henderson, but his passing is miles better than what Jordan Henderson is. So the dynamic that they've got in that midfield, I think, complements each other really well. And it gives him a chance to shine, which he couldn't do last season because he was playing DM, which he can't play, in front of two kids. So, you know, we're starting to see the player. Well, we have been seeing the player that we bought, and that's sort of the standard that we can expect from him every week, I think.
Absolutely. To Josh, sends another super chat. Josh, thank you so much, mate. I saw the interview with Klopp at the training ground. Doesn't seem like he's got plans to leave Liverpool anytime soon, if at all. Well, as it stands, his contract runs out 2024, doesn't it? Hopefully, Josh, you're killing us here, mate. We're worried about Harvey Elliott's injury. We don't need to be worried about when Klopp leaves. But 2024 right now, let's hope Liverpool tie a contract down for another few years. Yeah, because I'm not ready to say goodbye to our Jürgen, because I love him dearly. And he's just been such a breath of fresh air and a manager that we can all be proud of. Speaks his truth. And you know, seeing him after the game talking about Harvey Elliott again just shows you why he's so well loved. But also, it's his mind, it's his football brain. It's what his teams can do. It's how he instills confidence in them, how he trains them and coaches them to go on and get big results and get big trophies and stuff. And hopefully we'll see some more big trophies come the end of the year. But that today has been the instant match reaction. Liverpool 3, Leeds United 0. Big 3 points, gutting injury for Harvey Elliott. Goals for Mane, Fabinho and Mo Salah. Thank you very much, everybody who's joined us. We'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.